This is the Tiger 102.75.
Thai Airways International is promising disciplinary action after an investigation found both the flight captain and the Zurich station manager had acted unethically in the delayed Zurich to Bangkok flight back on October the 11th. The Thai Airways president apologised for the incident and said the investigation showed that the problem happened due to a lack of coordination between the flight captain and the station manager at Zurich. He said they failed to prioritise the interests of passengers and the airline in resolving the seating dispute of two off-duty pilots heading to Bangkok. The president said that the Thai staff acted against good corporate governance of the national carrier, which is focused on giving passengers first priority while hurting the passengers and damaging the airline. The insistence of the pilots for first-class seating resulted in two passengers who'd been upgraded having to give up their first-class seats. The extent to which Vichai Sivatthanaprabha was held in high esteem became apparent yesterday when his death in a helicopter crash generated headlines in newspapers and TV stations across the globe. Leicester City's Thai billionaire chairman was among five people killed when his chopper crashed and burst into flames in the Premier League side's King Power Stadium car park moments after taking off. Several hours after the horrific accident, Leicester confirmed people's worst fears that Vichai and four other people on board had indeed lost their lives. Among those touched by the tragedy was Prince William, a friend of Vichai, and himself a helicopter pilot. The prince said that Vichai had made a big contribution not only to football but also local charities. And an Indonesian man's described how Jakarta's notorious traffic inadvertently saved his life yesterday after he arrived too late to catch the doomed Lion Air plane, which plunged into the sea minutes after taking off. Some 189 people were on board the plane when it vanished from the radar just 13 minutes after taking off from the Indonesian capital, plunging into the Java Sea off Indonesia's most populous island. Indonesia's finance ministry said around 20 of its employees were on the plane. Indonesian search and rescue agency said all passengers and crew were killed in the accident and they found many body parts of victims as they search for the main wreckage. Krabi police are still investigating after a group of teenagers threw rocks at an ambulance in Krabi on Sunday. The ambulance had been transferring a patient and heading to Krabi Hospital on Petkasam Road around 3 a.m. when the incident occurred. But police say there were no CCTV cameras in the area nearby that could have captured the accident. Residents near the scene of the accident complain that there's a 3 kilometre stretch of road where cars speed and where kids annoy locals with their noisy exhaust pipes and motorbikes. They claim that more than 300 teenagers race on the road after midnight, especially on weekends. Some even say they've been staying at their relatives' house during the weekends. Police believe the street racing and rock-throwing incidents are related. The Patong municipality sprang into action after a video clip of wastewater flowing into the sea at Patong Beach went viral on social media over the weekend. Patong municipality yesterday issued a statement saying, referring to the case of wastewater adjacent to the Diamond Cliff Beach Resort and Spa in Kalim Beach, two water pumps transferring wastewater had stopped working due to the amount of sand and leaves. The statement said this caused the wastewater to overflow and flow into Kalim Beach. Patong Municipality has sent a team to fix the issue by cleaning and fixing the water pumps to be functional again. Just a bit sad when it takes a video clip to get general maintenance done to stop wastewater flowing into Patong Bay. Police have backed down on a threat to press charges against the artists behind the Rap Against Dictatorship project over the lyrics of their smash hit song Pratet Kumi. The deputy police chief said that there was no evidence at this stage to charge the rappers, so listening, singing and sharing Pratet Kumi was legal for now. The song was first released on the iTunes store on October the 14th, apparently to mark the 45th anniversary of the 1973 popular uprising against a coup-installed prime minister where 77 people died. The YouTube videos had more than 21 million views and counting. And don't forget that the Dorasamut underpass will be closed today. Maintenance will continue until 3 p.m. this afternoon, so expect some delays around the tunnel.